This is your Glacier Markets Farm Report.
This is Glenn Halleck with the Markets Farm Afternoon Show, broadcast number 146 for Tuesday, November 16th. ICE canola futures are higher on Tuesday and trying to correct from yesterday's sharp step back. The January canola contract is up $2.90 at $1,015.80 per ton. The March contract rises $7.50 at $986.40 per ton. Support is coming from upticks in Chicago soy oil, as well as gains in Malaysian palm oil. Meanwhile, European rapeseed, along with Chicago soybeans and soy meal, are lower. Tight canola supplies, price rationing, and uncertainty over this year's harvest continue to underpin values. The Canadian dollar is lower, with the loonie at 79.65 U.S. cents, compared to Monday's close of 79.89. United States President Joe Biden and Chinese President Xi Jinping discussed a wide range of topics, including trade, during their three-hour video conference on Monday. While there are no concrete proposals from the conference, it could lead to reduced tensions between the two countries. In the weekly crop progress report, the U.S. Department of Agriculture says the soybean harvest hit 92% complete as of November 14th, with the corn harvest at 91% finished. The USDA also says the planting of winter wheat is 94% done and 81% of the crop is emerged. It rates 46% good to excellent condition. The department reports two private sales. One is for 161,000 tons of soybeans to unknown destinations. The other is for 270,000 tons of corn to Mexico. Soybean and Corn Advisors Dr. Michael Cordonnier is keeping his South America projections as is. Cordonnier forecasts corn production in Argentina and Brazil at 53 million and 118 million tons respectively. His soybean production calls remain at 50 million tons for Argentina and 144 million for Brazil. Rounding off prices at the Chicago Board of Trade, soybean futures are lower on Tuesday. The January contract is down 6 cents at $12.51 per bushel. December soy oil climbs almost a full cent at 59.17 U.S. cents per pound. December soy meal loses $4.20 at $3.67.5 per short ton. Corn futures are also lower on Tuesday. The December contract drops back 5.5 cents at $5.71 per bushel. Chicago oats are higher, with the December contract increasing 7 cents at 7.30.5. Wheat futures are weaker on Tuesday. Chicago December falls 16 cents at 8.10. Kansas City December loses 15 cents at 8.21. And with the final settlement still pending, Minneapolis December is down 13 cents at 10.13.5. That's a look at the ICE futures and the Chicago markets for Tuesday, November 16th. At Markets Farm in Winnipeg, I'm Glenn Halleck.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm Report.